Welcome to the Boulder City Podcast, where we focus on the people, the places, and the events in our small town. The Boulder City Podcast is sponsored by Emerald Island Casino and the Rainbow Club Casino in downtown Henderson, where slot players are treated like royalty. Today, we continue our series of interviews with the candidates for elected office in Boulder City for the primary election in early June. The positions being contested are the Justice of the Peace, replacing Judge Miller, who is not running for re-election, and two positions on City Council, where the incumbents are Sherry Jorgensen and Matt Fox. Today, we sit down with Laura Zafransky, a candidate for Justice of the Peace position. Zafransky is an attorney in Boulder City who has lived in town since she was 3 years old, minus some time for college, law school, and entry-level legal positions. She spoke with me at her law office in Vegas in April. Boulder City Podcast. My guest today is Lauren Zafransky, the candidate for the Justice of the Peace, and we're doing another in a series of candidate interviews prior to the primary election in June. So, Lauren, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
It's an exciting time. I've interviewed quite a few of the candidates, and we have some really quality people running this time. So, I think anybody who wins is going to serve the people well, and so we wish you good luck on
that.
Thank you. So, give us some of your background. Where you're from, where did you get your education from, and what your courtroom experience has been?
Okay, so I actually moved to Boulder City when I was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. My dad was a construction manager.
Okay.
We lived in Phoenix. And we were transferred out here. He actually oversaw the construction of the visitor center and the parking garage at Hoover Dam.
Okay, wow.
So that brought us to Boulder City, and we ended up staying and never going back to Arizona.
Yeah.
So we loved it here.
Yeah.
My family loves it here. So grew up here, went to all the schools, graduated from Boulder City High School.
Okay.
And then after high school, I went back to Arizona for college.
Mm-hmm.
So I attended Arizona State University, and I have a bachelor's degree in psychology with a certificate in ethics.
Great.
Graduated and then went on to law school, went to a smaller private school in Phoenix, Arizona Summit Law School. And I really started my courtroom experience there in law school. Luckily, it was actually I had a clerkship with Sherry Stevens, who was a judge there in Phoenix. And she actually, I don't know if you remember the Jody Arias murder trial, but it took the nation by storm, kind of. And so I got to be a part of that, which was fascinating. That murder trial was intense, to say the least. So got some great experience working under her. And that was in my second year of law school. And then in my third year, I actually became what they call Rule 38 certified, which is a limited practice student. So how that worked was under the guise of a licensed attorney, I was able to take misdemeanor cases from beginning all the way to trial and work them myself, just under his guidance. And so I did that in my third year, graduated, took a job with a private firm there in Phoenix, passed the bar exam. So I'm licensed in Arizona. And then at that time, I was ready to come back to Boulder. So wanted to live here and raise our family here. And so took a job with the city. I worked in the city attorney's office for a little over 4 years. Prosecuting. I'm really the only candidate that has experience prosecuting criminals here in Boulder City. And so it's really given me a unique range of experience. And then left that job. Went to a private firm in Vegas. And we actually represented the state of Nevada in the opioid litigation that was going on. So that was big, you know, multi-million dollar litigation against opioid manufacturers and distributors. And so once that's wrapped up, I decided I'm going to open up my own place here in Boulder. And so I've been doing this for a little over a year here in Boulder City.
Okay.
I love it. Great courtroom experience here. I'm here in Boulder City in court weekly. So it's been great.
Okay. So what area of law do you practice?
So I like to call myself kind of a general practitioner. It's kind of a dying field a little bit in the area of law, but really I do a lot of civil litigation, personal injury, family law. I have quite a few estate planning clients, and some criminal defense work as well. I really try to help whoever comes through my door. You know, what's your problem? Can I help you? I'm here, I'm local. And if it's not something I can take on, then I find somebody that can.
Okay.
So,
okay, great.
Yeah.
So let's get to the bottom of the line here.
Yeah.
Why do you want to be Justice of the Peace?
Well, you know, I've always said I saw a judicial path in my career mm-hmm. one day down the road. I never thought I'd get this opportunity, you know, about 10 years in, which is awesome.
Sure.
You know, Judge Miller's been around for 40 plus years,
right.
and we all thought he'd be in for another term. And so he called me on a random Thursday afternoon and said, hey, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to retire. Mm-hmm. And he thought, you know, I'd be a good fit. And if I'm interested, I should do it. And I said, that's fantastic. So I went down and filed the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I really, like I said, I have a lot of criminal prosecution experience specifically here in Boulder City, and so it's given me a unique lens to kind of see the issues here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously public safety is my number one priority, and Boulder City is the safest town in Nevada, right? So
sure,
I want
right.
to keep it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look forward to that opportunity.
Okay. So what's your understanding of the duties of the Justice of the Peace?
So the Justice of the Peace, we've got criminal jurisdiction and mm-hmm. obviously civil jurisdiction. So criminal jurisdiction, misdemeanor cases, you know, DUIs, domestic
right.
batteries, things like petty larceny, and then obviously felonies up to a preliminary hearing. And then depending what happens with the preliminary hearing, it would go over the hill to district court, or it could, you know, die here
mm-hmm.
at a preliminary hearing in Boulder City and charges would be dismissed. So that kind of encompasses the criminal nature of the court.
Sure.
And then we've got civil jurisdiction as well. So civil cases, you know, they amount in controversy up to $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
We've got small claims up to 10. A lot of landlord-tenant issues, so
mm-hmm.
evictions, protective orders for domestic violence cases, stuff like that, stalking and harassment. And then kind of a fun part of the job is getting to marry people,
right.
you know, and
right.
Register people to vote, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And those sound like the voter registration part, I think isn't really something that any judge has done here just because
yeah.
of the way it's structured.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But it's what a cool thing to be a part of that,
yeah,
you know, kind of
sure.
ensuring the integrity of our democratic process,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I think that's awesome.
Sure, no question. And,
yeah.
And marrying people is
fun. Right?
Yeah. Exactly. So I didn't realize that there were really two duties that Judge Miller was serving on the municipal
mm-hmm.
court and then Justice of the Peace.
Yeah.
Do you think you could serve in both of that capacity there?
100%.
Yeah.
More than capable and more than willing, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's... Justice has been served, I think, effectively with
right.
one judge for many, many years. It'll be interesting. Obviously, it's not up to me and whoever would win this election. We'll see what our city council kind of decides to do. I think we're small enough. I think Boulder City has worked well. We have one courthouse. We've got one bench. Our marshals serve both the municipal side and the justice court side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it works well under one, but I'm all for what works best for the city, and if that needs to be reevaluated, that's fair, too.
Sure.
So.
And I understand city council appoints the municipal judge, and it's not an elected position.
Correct, but they can hold an election if they wish.
Okay.
And so, you know, that would, gosh, I don't know the last time that's happened, so
right.
that would be very interesting should they go in the format of elections, but I don't know that's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have plenty of qualified individuals here in town that would be willing to serve,
sure.
and so... Obviously, there would need to be a process to vet people, but
mm-hmm.
there you could, you know, appoint someone if necessary.
Okay, great. So we solicited some questions from the citizens of Boulder City,
yes.
and here, this is one of the questions I sent in. So,
mm-hmm.
so how many times do you believe a person should be allowed to commit misdemeanors or felonies before they are sentenced to jail or to prison?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. Ethically, I can't answer that question with such specificity, but I can say... You know, the criminal cases are complex in nature, right?
Right.
And I don't think justice is a one-size-fits-all type of approach, at
mm-hmm.
least not for me. I think it's really important to assess the individual in front of you.
Sure.
What kind of crime are we looking at, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the danger to our community?
Right.
If this person's in or out of jail, I can't say, you know, you've been arrested 3 times, you have to go to jail, or,
right.
oh, it's only 1 time they should be out. That's not right. That's
sure.
not how we look at things.
Right.
My priority always is the safety of this community and the person that's in front of me. And so, you know, I have to take all of those factors into account and be fair and impartial in that sense
okay.
to really determine
sure.
the best place for them.
Okay, great. So Judge Miller and other members of the community set up the drug court almost 10 years ago now, I understand. So do you believe people should be allowed to go into a diversion program with counseling and for random and drug and alcohol testing? And do you believe those people should go to jail if they continue to violate those kind of things?
Yeah, well, first let me say the drug court is a fantastic program here in Boulder City. It's an asset here. You know, we are not immune from those problems that people think, oh, that's over the hill. We don't see those issues here in Boulder City. We most definitely do. I've had the privilege of working with the drug court for well over 5 years. My husband was brought on to, you know, kind of establish it with Judge Miller. Mm-hmm. And so he's been instrumental in that as well. And so he has a lot of institutional knowledge that I benefit from. So again, you know, recovery, you can look at recovery like putting someone in jail too, right? I don't know what the best method is for somebody until they're in front of me.
Right.
I've got to speak to everybody involved. And so I can't say like, oh, put him in jail. That's right. That's not recovery, right?
Sure,
You're going to come out most likely with the same issues. And so the National Association of Drug Court Professionals actually holds a conference every year. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually the only candidate that's attended that full conference. I'm going to be attending again this year. And so they have best practices for these types of things. Mm-hmm. And that's ever changing. You know, drug courts are one of the most studied courts there are.
Right.
And so I just, again, what's best for the person in front of me and what's best for the community. Obviously, I think trying to rehab people and get them up and afloat benefits our community the best,
sure,
right?
Right?
And so throwing people in jail doesn't. That obviously isn't the only way to solve those things. So we have to look at somebody as a whole.
Sure.
So
would you do anything to change the way it operates today?
You know, I really wouldn't unless, you know, we find that maybe best practices are changing. And so, like I said, very studied court. The programs are heavily studied and, you know, things change over time. And if they say, hey, these are the new ways we should be doing things, then I would 100%, you know, want to embrace that and go in that direction. But I think Judge Miller's done a fantastic job. His staff has done a great job. And so I would love to just build on that.
Okay, great, great. So in many ways, the justice of the peace is a 24-hour position. You get called in the middle of the night for warrants and things of that nature. Are you prepared to take that over?
100%. Look, I'm in the prime of my career, you know? I'm ready to work. I'm ready to serve Boulder City. I'm not looking to collect a paycheck, serve one or two terms, and slide into retirement, you know? I'm ready to work. Mm-hmm. So 100%, I'm all for it. You know, my time at the city allowed me to foster really great relationships with law enforcement here in town, and I still rely on those relationships, and so I look forward to continuing that on as Justice of the Peace.
Okay, great. Also, there's this rotating system where the Boulder City Justice of the Peace covers for other justices of the peace in other towns. I believe Searchlight and Laughlin are part of that rotation. Do you know anything about those communities?
Definitely. And I know Judge Miller rotates. And actually, you know, the Boulder Township encompasses not just Boulder City, right?
Right?
So we've got Nelson and also, you know, the lower basin of Lake Mead. And I actually went out to both those places this week. It was great. I got to talk to people. Knock doors, hand out campaign flyers, and, you know, we've got lesser populations out there, but still important, right? They have a voice, too, and some of them didn't even realize they could vote, you know, for this position, and so it's not just me serving the residents of Boulder City, it's everybody that the township encompasses. So.
Yeah, and sometimes the situations at the lake can get pretty sticky.
They can. It's a heavily visited area every year, so, there's a lot that goes on out there.
And we all love Nelson anyway, right?
We do. It's so cool. Such a cool town.
Great. Just one more question. How do you believe Boulder City would benefit if you're elected to the position of Justice of the Peace?
Love it. So, you know, my big thing is my experience, right? So it's not really linear. I've really tried to broaden my experience to serve this role the best.
Right.
So, you know, I've worked multi-million-dollar litigation down in Vegas all the way down to simple traffic tickets here in Boulder City and everything in between. So my experience, I think, has really made me well-rounded to serve here in Boulder City. I think my experience, again, prosecuting is just so valuable. I don't think people realize the things that necessarily go on in this town, and maybe that's good, right? Because maybe officers are doing a great job judges are doing a great job. So, you know, it's just a deep commitment to me to this town. You know, I'm raising kids here. I want it to be safe. I want my kids to go off on bikes and my teenager to get in his car. And I don't want to worry about those things.
Yeah.
And so just a real deep commitment to Boulder City, you know, with my experience as well, I think will serve me well on the bench here.
Great.
So.
Great. Well, as I said, I've interviewed a lot of these candidates, not only for Justice of the Peace, but also for
yes.
for City Council, and the quality of the individuals
yes.
is excellent, and you're right up there with
well,
them.
I appreciate that. Thank
so
you.
Good luck on the campaign, and
yes.
and we hope to if you get through the primary, we'll
yes.
do this again right
before
definitely.
The general. Definitely, I'm available, so I appreciate it. So
thank you.
Very much.
Hope you enjoyed this week's Boulder City podcast, sponsored by the Emerald Island Casino and the Rainbow Club Casino in downtown Henderson, where slot players are treated like royalty. Special thanks to Boulder City Social for partnering with us in helping to disseminate the programs. Check in with us every week leading up to the primary for an interview with one of the candidates for City Council or the Justice of the Peace. So we'll see you next time on the Boulder City podcast.